expectation for Robert Bratcher, B as in boy, R-A-T-C-H-E-R, June 2054. Address as a letter to Dr. Ashok, A-S-H-O-K, Vashista. V as in Victor, A-S-H-I-S-H-T-A, 817-4301. Dear Dr. Vashista, follow up for Mr. Bratcher, who has advanced renal failure associated to hypertension, small kidney on the right comparing to the left, last visit in November, underwent left-sided carotid endarterectomy. Dr. Frisbee, F-R-I-S-B-I-E, done March the 31st, was cleared by Dr. Kehoe, K-E-H-O-E, cardiologist. He denies neurological complication. He has diffuse joint muscle pains, works on the right shoulder from prior dislocation within the last 1 year, takes marijuana edibles, no anti-inflammatory agents, follow with orthopedic at Lansing, cardiovascular recommended statins, he couldn't tolerate it, apparently some gastrointestinal symptoms and he discontinued. He has severe anxiety and depression, used to take Ativan, prior primary care, Mr. Boyd, B-O-Y-D, was not able to provide these medications. Blood pressure remains poorly controlled and hydralazine has been progressively increased. Present level 75 milligrams 3 times a day. He was discharged from Midland with the advice to take Coreg, Labetalol, Nifedipine. For some reason, he has not. Prior Doppler, renal artery, back in July, was negative for renal artery stenosis. He does not smoke cigarettes. He has a very difficult social situation. Ex-wife, medical issues on his children. He also been told that he might have emphysema. He has never smoked, but has been exposed to multiple occupational exposures. He clarified to me that he is a do not resuscitate already for multiple years from witnessing family and friends suffering at the end of life. Next paragraph, present medications, aspirin, vitamin D, a number of vitamins, omega, and hydralazine. Next paragraph, present weight 182, which is higher than previously at 178. Blood pressure by nurse was 175/117. Lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia. The left-sided carotid surgery without inflammatory changes. No major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. The last day at the time of discharge, April 1st. Creatinine 3.4 representing a GFR 19. Normal sodium potassium, there is metabolic acidosis 19 with a high chloride. Low protein, low albumin, corrected calcium normal, liver function test not elevated. Pro-BNP high in the 6,000, normal magnesium phosphorus, anemia 10.3, normal platelet count, Next paragraph. There is a CT scan of the chest, negative for pulmonary emboli from December. Ten years ago, in that opportunity, there was no emphysema. He's been told recently that he does have emphysema. Apparently, pulmonary function test also has been done. He doesn't know the results. He did have episodes of hypoxemia during sleep in the hospital, and he is being tested for sleep apnea. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, underlying hypertension, a small kidney on the right side comparing to the left, but negative Doppler for renal artery stenosis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He needs to control blood pressure better. I would like to add Norvasc 10 milligrams, and he let me. We will overlap with hydralazine and keep adjusting accordingly. Progressively, over days, few weeks, we would like to reach a blood pressure at least under 140 over 90, ideally 130 over 70. He mentioned that he will never do dialysis, but he's willing to talk to pre-dialysis classes. He's not interested in AV fistula or different options of dialysis. Monitor chemistries, presently no need to change diet for potassium or phosphorus. We will monitor anemia for EPO treatment. There is mild metabolic acidosis. At this moment, no treatment. We will see him back on the next 4 or 5 months. He will discuss with you about his anxiety, depression. He's been requesting Ativan to prior primary care. End of dictation.